Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I've taken a little trip to Knaresborough today and we've come to visit Matthew at Stanley's Coffee House. Hello, Matthew.
Hi there, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Lovely to be here. And you've recently extended your space. So if people don't know where you are inside Barker and Stonehouse at the retail outlet near Knaresborough, and it's a bigger area than it was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, we're situated on the first floor at the far end of the store, and we extended further out about 2 months ago. We've now got 60 seats, and as you can see, we've just about filled them all this lunchtime. It's been another busy lunch, and we're just getting towards the end of it. So it's been really, really good, really happy.
What we're talking about mainly today is your suppliers. How do you go about choosing who are going to supply you with your food and drink?
Yeah, well, obviously, to end up with the right finished product or the end product, we need to get it right from the beginning. And obviously my wife and I have been involved in the industry for many, many years and have built up a really solid base of mainly local suppliers, people who care about food, who understand food, and a lot of it is family orientated, so that we're on the very much the same wavelength as they are. And today, as you can see, we've got Hannah from the Fruity Kitchen who supplies us with our chutneys and jams. Again, that's made locally from local fruit, and I'm sure I can pass you over to Hannah who can give you a lot more information.
Hello, Hannah. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about Fruity Kitchen, what you do and how you came to be.
We started, well, we're coming up to our eighth year now, and it all started with an idea that Mum had, really. She was made redundant and didn't know what else to do, so she set up on her own.
And was she making fruits and jams and chutneys before?
She was trained up. She just showed an interest from the start, really. She's always been interested in baking and cooking, and it just spiralled out of control, I think. She just had an interest in that and didn't really see herself doing anything else, so decided to go it alone. And then I joined a year into the business and we took it from there, really.
So does it start in your kitchen? Do you make it all in your kitchen, or have you now got premises elsewhere?
We've now got an industrial unit that we have a 10-burner gas cooker, and so we're doing it on an industrial scale, but we are still using open pans and traditional methods to cook the products.
And have you got firm favourites? There's some, like, are you well known for a particular chutney or jam?
Yeah, I think our strawberry and rhubarb is a hidden favourite. The strawberry and rhubarb jam, that tends to go down quite well, and it surprises a lot of people, I think, the flavour.
Well, Yorkshire and rhubarb makes a lot
exactly.
of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we get a lot of the strawberries seasonally. We're very lucky to have places on our doorstep that can supply us with local strawberries and raspberries. It just helps with the taste.
And do you decide where your products are going to go? So we're here in Stanley's Coffee House in Knaresborough. Are you picky about who uses your jams and chutneys?
Yeah, honestly, we are. We take a lot of pride in what we're making, and we're very proud of the fact that we are still hand-making the products. We've got no machines in the kitchen at the moment. It's still stirred by hand. So the fact that we're putting that care and attention into it, we want to make sure it's going to people that are appreciating the products at the end of the line.
That's why I've got one really strong right
exactly,
arm doing
yes.
that. Now, Matthew, Hannah is happy about putting her products, her jams, her chutneys, into places like this. Does it matter to you the ethos that Hannah and the Fruity Kitchen use when they make their products?
Yeah, it's dealing with people who care, who know what they're doing, who have the traditional methods to make the best product that is possible. As you know, here we work very much on fresh ingredients, and I would think probably now 70% of the dishes that we send out are now accompanied by a chutney or a jam or one of the products that Hannah makes, and so much so that we now actually retail the product as well. Well, you can see on the counter at the front there, we've got several of the products that we have in the restaurant that we serve with the food, so people can now actually come and buy and take away what they've just eaten. Very much like the coffee that we talked about a few series ago.
We did, yeah. Is it Rail House Coffee?
Railtown Coffee from
Railtown
Darlington.
Railtown Coffee. And so people can come in, they can try the dinner that they want to try, and then take a little bit home with you. Have you had positive feedback on the chutney and jam?
Yeah, I mean, the interest came. People were actually asking us where they could buy it before we started to stock it. And so we spoke to Hannah and looked on her website, and then we thought, well, why don't we do it as well? So we started selling it about 3 weeks ago. It's gone really well, and Hannah coming today has even brought the second delivery.
Ah, and what's in the second delivery?
The most popular one is the autumn chutney with black sheep ale. That's probably one of our best-selling chutneys. We get a lot of good feedback on that one.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Is there somewhere people can go to find out a little bit more about the Fruity Kitchen if they want to have a little browse online or something?
Yeah, we've got our website, which is thefruitykitchen.co.uk, and there's a list of stockists on there so that people can have a look and see where their local stockists are.
And for the short term as well, people might as well pop into Stanley's and try it for themselves, and they can buy it here as well. Now, just mention your couple of summer specials that you're doing at the minute, Matthew.
Yeah, as we moved into summer, obviously, the hot food, the soups and everything just went down a little bit. So we've introduced a really, really nice smoked mackerel pate, where we make a fresh batch every morning. We make about 8 to 10 portions, and throughout the lunchtime trade, when it's gone, it's gone. So we all know it's fresh. And then we have a lovely oven-baked chicken sandwich that we serve with some homemade coleslaw and some fresh salad. And those are the two really popular dishes that days like today, when it's quite warm, that fly out the window, as you might say.
So what times are you open? What time can people come in and grab one of those delights? Earlier the better.
Yeah, well, the hot food starts from 10 o'clock. The store actually opens at 10 o'clock at Barker and Stonehouse. So we're in a little bit earlier, obviously, doing all the prep. So we can kick off at 10, and we serve hot food all the way through till 4 o'clock during the week, 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and 3:30 on a Sunday.
Okay, so Stanley's within Barker and Stonehouse at the Knaresborough Retail Park, great option. Hannah and Matthew, thank you very much for having us.
Stanley's Coffee House at Barker and Stonehouse on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.